Anthony Williams, 37, who was the special project manager and curriculum developer at CarQuest Technical Institute, tragically and unexpectedly died earlier this month. He is survived by his wife, Deb, and their three children. In a short time, Williams leaves a legacy for those who knew him as a teacher and a friend, with a lasting and indelible mark on their careers and lives. Team members and close friends from Advance Auto Parts, Worldpac, and CTI met with Aftermarket Matters last week to share their experiences with Williams. Here are a few memories from Chris Chesney, Randy Briggs, Luke Murray, and Susan Travascus in tribute to Williams.
You know, it's just hard to describe the impact that Anthony had on me and on all of you and the industry at large. So I wanted to get us together and just to share some of the experience that we had with Anthony and the tremendous impact that he is leaving on the industry.
Yeah, and first, before we kick off, I gave condolences to Chris, but condolences to the entire Advance family.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Chris, I think it may be great to start, if you don't mind, just speaking a little bit about how you met Anthony and how he came to Advance. Rob is aware, and Rob actually had a chance a few years ago to catch up with both Anthony and Deb about ACED. And I think what you mentioned, Rob, was just, you know, feeling that passion and seeing a little bit about his character just in that meeting.
Yeah, so that's a good place to start it. I mean, 5 years ago, Al Wheeler, who used to work for Advance at the time, and I went to Colorado Springs to meet with Greg Bunch. And you probably ought to get Greg Bunch involved in here. Greg had started his Transformers Institute training program. He was a really good customer of our organization, still is. Has 5 TechNet shops in the Colorado Springs area. And he asked Al and I to come visit, kick the tires on what he's doing as far as training is concerned. And that's all I knew. Al drugged me along with him. We met in Monument at Greg's office, little tiny boardroom about the size of the office I'm in, you know, table maybe seat 6 or 7 people, monitor on the screen, and a young man in the conference room by the name of Anthony Williams. And Greg said, I want you to meet Anthony. Anthony's a high school teacher that I've been working with to build out to grow technicians for his own organization. And Anthony's got a vision that I'd like to have you listen to. Met Anthony, nice young man, sat and listened to his presentation. His presentation wasn't a vision. It was an actual dream that he had that God put on his heart. And I will tell you that Anthony is one of the most godly men I've ever met. He would chastise me if I did not proclaim his faith, because he carried it on his sleeve. And that's why we were so close. And he became my brother and my son and everything else in between. But here's a young man, 32 years old, presenting his vision of what he felt he was called to do, and that is to build a charter school that was different than anything else out there, that was really modeled after the PTEC model, which is, you know, pathways through technology, early college, high school. It's a model that the federal government funded in 15 and organized in 15. It gives kids a public education, but with a focus on technology. And it's a 6-year high school is what it is. He spelled this all out and he's going through his details. And I'm sitting there with Al Wheeler listening to this vision and the detail he had in it. And I opened up my iPad and I opened up the 5-year strategic plan that I had just finished creating, and I opened it up to year 5, and I walked Al through every bullet point on that strategic plan. And Al looked at me like, this is really weird, because it was like those bullet points were on his screen and we were so aligned in what we saw as what I saw as the industry needing, but what his vision was and what his dream was about. And so we went to lunch, we talked, we went through meetings the next day, and we got in the car at the end of the next day after having spent a day and a half with both of them. And Al asked me as I closed the door of the car, he said, "What do you think?" And I can still say, remember saying to Al, "I don't know what you're going to say, but I'm hiring him next week and I'm going to put him to work building this school because I think that's the right thing to do. And I have an opening." Mac McDonald had just retired, as Randy will recall, and that's whose position I put Anthony in to build this thing out. And I spent the next 2 years traveling to Colorado Springs meeting with him, but he laid the plan out to me, and it should have taken 5 years to build out this plan and to get our charter from the school district there in Colorado Springs. He did it inside of a year. And we were awarded the charter. And he confided in me about a month and a half ago that the lesson he learned from disappointment of having to give up the charter at the beginning of 21 because we didn't get funding, we didn't have a building, so we had to give the charter up, was that he said the vision was clear, it was God speaking to him, but he did it on his time and not God's. And he said, that's the lesson I learned, is that I tried to do it faster, quicker, more efficient than what I was supposed to. That passion that he had in that project just flowed out of him every time with every person that he met. And I've said this a dozen times over the last couple of days. I've never met one person that didn't fall in love with that kid at the first meeting. You saw his passion, you got what he was trying to do, and he cared so much about you and what you did to help the industry that you just became friends instantly. And I think what he brought to the industry is the ability to not say, yeah, but he'd say, no, that's not correct. And he would correct you as to how people really learn. And that what we're doing is the wrong way to approach it. He had the education to back it up. He had a master's in education and curriculum development. And he did the research on PTEC schools and this process that backed it up. And so while he didn't get the school open, we didn't get the funding to do it right. His timing was not right. What he did during that time was spread those ideas and that passion to the industry and industry leaders, that everybody that he came in the path of recognized that, whoa, that is different, that we do need to change. And I think it's impacted. I know it impacted CTI. It's impacting me in my new role. I guarantee you that I'm implementing the lessons that I learned from Anthony Williams in my new job, in my new role. And I wouldn't be doing them if he hadn't been here. And so that's what, in my mind, he brought to the industry.
Thank you, Chris. Would Randy or Luke like to share some?
I can go ahead. I don't know what I'm going to fill in from what Chris said, but I'll give you my take. The first time I met Anthony, I was at a training event in Denver, Colorado, and he just immediately made an impression on me. He was so gregarious and so passionate about the then high school students that he was teaching, and he was sharing those stories. And I was just immediately impressed by him, but wasn't working with him directly professionally at that point in time. When the situation did change with the school and he came on as a special projects manager, one of the first conversations we had was that we weren't developing curriculum in the right way. And this is a method that we've used for 20 years. So I was taken aback by that a little bit. But the more I thought about it, the more I started to embrace his ideas and realize that, well, he's absolutely right on a lot of different levels. I don't think I've met anybody so absolutely dedicated to the thoughts and ideals he has that revolve around education, but still willing to listen and incorporate other people's ideas in a very respectful way. If something needed to be done, Anthony got it done in his role. And there was just no question about it that it was done to as close to perfection as you can get.
Randy, you made me recall several calls I would receive from Anthony on this topic that he would literally fight with ASE on what apprenticeships should look like and an apprentice program should look like for the industry, to the point where he said, we need to abolish ASE. They're doing more damage than they are good. And it was because he so firmly believed in what he was bringing to the table. And that, I think it came out of frustration of him not being able to convince the leadership at ASE of why they were not correct and why they needed to shift their focus. Because it's the way they've always done it. They're well established. You know, they're the industry standard, yada, yada, yada. He didn't care.
No.
That doesn't make it right.
Did they listen?
He used to call me after each call. It would be interesting to have a conversation with Mike Colley or George Ahrens, because he and George would just fight. And it would be interesting to talk to the ASC team about Anthony. But Mike Colley or George Ahrens or anybody, you know, on the ASC education side, Education Foundation side, would probably have some contacts that could comment to that, because he would not give in to them because he knew he was right. And he was.
Yeah.
Before we continue, guys, I should have asked you this before, but can you tell me a little bit about Anthony's role and what his charge was?
I'd be happy to. So I probably have the least amount of industry experience represented on this phone call. And that's about 13 years. And I actually have had the last 8 months to work very closely with Anthony. And I will tell you, I've never met anybody that brings the talent matched with the character that Anthony has to any role. And what he did specifically for us is underneath the CTI, the CarQuest Technical Institute umbrella, he was our lead curriculum designer, as well as he was our administrator for the learning management system. Matt and Randy, I know, will have an opinion on this. I'm sure Luke and Chris will as well, but he was very passionate about making our LMS experience better. And he was very passionate about designing, really changing the way that we were bringing curriculum and training to the marketplace. We had some big things in the works that he was spearheading around adaptive learning and really bringing a new training model to market. And those were really the biggest things, you know, the biggest charge he had within our organization. But he touched everything. I mean, what you guys have mentioned too, I mean, he was so, he just grasped onto everything, wanted to learn everything, wanted to learn inside and outside of how to do it and doing it well, to the point where he knew he could do it faster and better than anyone. And so he just always, you know, would jump forward. But with all of that, the one thing that was always true about Anthony, whether he was working with our internal team members or customers, is that he really cared about everybody that he's working with. I know, Chris, you mentioned that, but the smallest little things that he could do, if it was from solving a strategic account's custom training needs to changing a, you know, figuring out how to get somebody a certification in the LMS, it made his day. And he literally said this to us several times, that it made his day to solve a problem and make somebody happy. It just brought him so much joy and satisfaction to be able to just serve our customers and our team, despite all the big, huge, great visions and, you know, ideas he had and the talent that he had to drive the industry forward.
That's well said.
Thank you, Susan.
Sure.
Luke, did you want to share anything?
Yeah, I'll start off by saying, you know, I think all of us on this call have worked with young technicians. Whether it was training them or mentoring them or whatever, whether it was high school or trade school, and they're relatively easy to inject passion into, right? I mean, you talk to kids with any kind of energy and you can get them excited, right? Kids are not that hard to get excited. But when you talk to an adult, someone that's been in the industry for years, decades, and they're locked in their ways. They're like, this is my job, this is my career, I've been doing this forever. That's a hard nut to crack. you know, to inject a new passion into that individual, to get them excited about the job that they've already been doing for 20 plus years is tough. And Anthony did that effortlessly. You know, his energy and his passion, as all of us have mentioned, was that way. You know, just like Chris had been in this industry for decades, and he met Anthony and had this whole new excitement about the industry. Randy, all of us on this call, and I think anybody you talk to that's met Anthony for only minutes, you know, or years, would all say the same thing, that they rejuvenated their own passion and their own desires for what this industry and their careers could be about. And that's the thing that I'll always remember about Anthony. And I think that the thing that's going to live on within all of us that's ever met him. I definitely have not known Anthony as long as many of the others on this call have. I learned of Anthony via Chris, via learning about the charter school, you know, that this was something that our corporation was getting involved in and supporting. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. I love this idea. You know, oh, it was Anthony's idea. Who's Anthony? He's this guy. You should meet him one day. And, you know, over the last couple of years, Chris and I started having regular phone calls. We used to call them fireside chats, but then in the summer we renamed them poolside chats. And Chris and I would brainstorm and talk about these ideas and these visions of the industry and what it could be. And we were definitely very much on the same page. And then when Chris was in the process of retiring, he told me, you know, he asked, he said, do you talk to Anthony regularly? I said, no, I don't. You know, we really don't collaborate on projects together. And Chris said, you need to start talking to Anthony. You know, when I leave, that's who your new fireside chats are going to be with. And I did. And that's when Anthony and I really connected, and we started talking. You know, it started off monthly, it turned into weekly phone calls of just brainstorming. We weren't really in a major position to actively collaborate on projects, but we could talk about what we wanted to do when we could collaborate. And same thing. I mean, just like Chris said, our visions were aligned, and it breathed new life into me. Our conversations always ended the same way, and that was both of us being so excited. We would say, okay, next time we talk, we need to put down deadlines and talk about timelines. And when are we going to start doing this? And then the next week we talk, and it would just be about the future again and new ideas. And so we never got to establish our timelines of what we wanted to do and what our dreams were. The last time that I saw Anthony was in Florida a month ago in STX. I got to meet his wife and his three kids for the first time then. And I was so excited about it. It's like hearing Anthony talk about his family and his children and Deb, his wife, I couldn't wait to meet them. And we got to Florida. We had this event. We were all exhausted. We didn't meet until after this event. And my feet were literally bleeding from choosing inappropriate footwear when I left to go to Orlando and not having the time to just go to the store and buy better shoes while I was there. But we go out to I don't know if you're familiar with downtown Disney or Disney Springs area, but I'm going there to meet his family. Uber drops me off on one end. His family is on the complete opposite end. We text, where are you? He's like, my kids are in line waiting to see the Eminem character. They can't wait to meet the Eminem character, which in and of itself is, I think, hilarious. At Disneyland, most kids want to meet Mickey Mouse, but his kids wanted to meet the yellow Eminem. And I look on the map and I go, that's on the complete opposite end of where I'm at. But, oh, well, and I start walking and my feet are hurting and I get down there. And I meet his family, his kids, and I see them. They're all exhausted. They had spent the whole day at Disneyland, and they're carrying their kids. And they say, we've already decided where we want to have dinner. It's where I got dropped off on the Uber. It's the other end. And I say, okay, I know where that is. I can lead the way. And so we walk all the way down that end. And then after we have dinner, they're beat. Our whole family's beat. They're like, we're going home. We're going back to our hotel room. And I said, I'll walk you back to your car. And while walking him back to the car, Deb turns to Anthony and says, Anthony, why don't you stay hanging out with Luke? Like, you guys should hang out, enjoy. And we both look at each other. And we're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, let's stay and we'll go and look at stuff and hang out and go get a beer and whatever. And, when we both get to their car, we both look down at our feet and we look at each other. And we both look at Deb and say, our feet hurt. And so we left at that point. They gave me a ride back to the hotel. But that was Anthony's excitement. He was out there with his family. His feet were hurting, and he didn't care. He was carrying his kids on his shoulders, and just loving his time out there. Deb as well. I could see how exhausted both of them were, and they didn't care. Their kids were happy. They were spending time in Disneyland, and they were pushing through the pain. It didn't matter. And that was Anthony always. It was the most selfless person I've ever met. Always put everybody else in front of him. And another cool thing that you guys have probably all experienced this as well with Anthony, he had a master's degree in education, right? Hands down, the smartest person in the room always. And he worked in an industry that was mechanics, most of whom maybe did trade school, but many had no real schooling at all. And Anthony never ruled over anybody. He never had that air of, you know, I'm smarter or better. I have a degree in anything. He always was. It was level playing field. Everybody was an equal to him. He wasn't the smart person that was coming into a room full of dumb mechanics and telling us how we need to change education. He came in and spoke to us at our level and brought passion and excitement to us. And so many other people in that same situation could have come in and said, this is what education needs to be. Randy, this is what curriculum needs to be. You stop doing it the way you've been doing it for the last 20 years. And any other person you would look at and just go, why don't you take that master's degree and shove it where the sun don't shine? You know, we've been doing this forever. Get out of here. But you never got that from Anthony at all. His passion overcame all of that and his excitement. And it was genuine. It was real. I mean, when he shared his ideas with you, you were like, yeah, you're right. Like, I never thought about it that way. Let's do it. And just an amazing guy. I don't know what else I could say.
I'll tell you, I think you're just so right. I mean, it's so funny, like, just hearing everybody have the same themes. I mean, whoever met Anthony, you loved him. And he was so dedicated to everything that he did. I mean, I'll never forget Chris. One of the first things he said to me was, well, Chris he's always told me that I really need to learn how to take a vacation, because he lived and breathed his work and he loved it. And having said that, though, you know, Rob, we represent, most of us in this group represent the training organization for Advanced between CTI and WTI, which is mainly, you know, commercial facing with shops. And so it's really easy to get, you know, just in your silo at Advanced. But what I love about Anthony is he still went out and, you know, immersed himself in other parts of Advanced culture. He just was part of a mentoring circle and a team member network. And the SVP, whose mentoring circle he was a part of, reached out to me and said, oh my gosh, our whole group fell in love with Anthony. They were doing Luke, a session on Strength Finders. And they were like, Anthony just brought so much to the conversation. And we never even knew Anthony existed, because here we are in all these different parts of the organization with 70,000 people. And it gave him an opportunity to meet, you know, other people and leave an impression on them outside of, you know, his daily passion in the training world of just still spreading who he was and being part of Advance in other big ways as well.
Well, great, guys. Thanks for sharing your feelings and remembrances of Anthony. And sounds like, you know, he's going to live on.
Well, one thing I'd like to add on that note is that Anthony has taught our entire team a tremendous amount. Some of it was hard to hear sometimes, but I mean that in the best way. Everything he taught us is for the betterment of the students and the industry. And all the projects he started, all those lessons that we've learned, we are all dedicated to carry on. They're not going to drop by the wayside.
Absolutely.
Truth speak. Susan, you mentioned something about a scholarship or scholarships. I'm sure that's still just being probably talked about and formulated. Is there anything you could share with me on that, or that you would like to share?
Well, I can tell you, like, as far as a particular name or timing, I can promise you there will be several educational scholarships in Anthony's name. This group here is working on it in several avenues. So we'll have certainly something with STX. I think we'll be working with Vision. Anthony was also part of the Yang group, so we haven't had a chance to formalize everything. And then, of course, Luke has set up a GoFundMe with portions of that will be built into just really the way that we see one way of continuing his legacy is through scholarships. So without really having a formal answer, I mean, emphatically, yes. We're just not, I'm not exactly sure all the specific details yet.
Okay. I was asking to see if it was something I could include with however I approach this to get it out there. Thanks, guys, for your time and inviting me for this opportunity. And again, very sorry to hear this news.
Special thanks to Carm Capriotto for helping produce and edit the interviews.